Arizona has done something which shows exactly where the right's mind is. And is 21 too young to be dating a 65-year-old? That's in the pop news today. Also, we're going to talk about Gen XYZ and why they hate boomers.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karellcast. I am Karell. So glad you are joining me today and so glad I can be here with you. All right, we've got a lot to talk about today. And I have to tell you, one of the segments I'm enjoying is called What's Really on My Mind. And I almost want to just jump right into that because of all the topics I'm talking about today, the one that's really on my mind is not in the news, but it may be in your life. And I like to do shows that maybe give you something, that give you something more than just rehash news headlines or a new way to, you know, talk about Trump or whatever. I like to give you shows that are more personal and they maybe resonate with what you are going through as a human being here on planet Earth. And you know what? I am going to start with that. I am. We'll get to all the news of the day and we'll get to Arizona and all of that. But what's really on my mind? Couple things. And one is caring for things or for people when you know you shouldn't. But you're human, so you end up caring and it makes you miserable. And you know you shouldn't care about them or this event or this person, but you do. And for some reason, you don't know why. You can't turn it off and it causes you grief. I know that everyone listening to me has had something like this in their lives. There is something or someone that they simply should not care about. You know, they've used up all their tries. They've made their position about you very clear, and yet you still, you know, I'll take this to a broad section first and then tell you why I'm thinking about it, which has to do with the eclipse, which was moving. It was very moving to see the eclipse. I saw the eclipse here in Vegas, about 60%, but the zone of totality or the path of totality, that was very emotional watching on TV and watching grown newscasters cry. It was something. We'll get to that. But about caring about people that you shouldn't. Joe Biden, for 4 years, has tried to care about everybody in the country because he sees himself as president of everyone. Even the people who don't consider him their president, he still considers himself their president. They're my responsibility. They're in the country that I am the president of. And he has tried repeatedly to work across the aisle and care about what Republicans and MAGA care about and tried to be a diplomat and tried to be inclusive of these people and their wants and needs and desires, no matter how ridiculous they might be. And for me, that's been his downfall. From the get-go, I didn't want him to care about MAGA. I don't want him to have a fair and level head about Donald Trump. I want some righteous indignation from the Democrats about the destruction and devastation that MAGA and the GOP, the Republicans, have done. And while Biden has spoken out about particular GOP policies, he has never come out and said that they shouldn't even be a credible party in our country, that we need to consider a different party in the two-party system. He hasn't done anything about the Electoral College. He's done nothing about so many things, stacking the Supreme Court so maybe we could win some victories. He's done nothing for fear of pissing off the other side. You know, if he stacks the court, he's afraid when they get in that they'll stack the court or whatever. He's been afraid of retribution from the other side. The other side doesn't like him. MAGA hates him. Every member of the GOP hates him, actually wants him dead, have put images out of him being abducted, kidnapped, killed, whatever it might be. And yet, he cares about them, and he shouldn't. Just like Lincoln cared about the South and he cared about the soldiers. And instead of putting them in jail or executing them for raising arms against their country, he let them just march back to their houses, march back to their homes. And look what happened. We have a movie coming out called Civil War, because the Civil War never really ended because Lincoln cared about people that he shouldn't have. He should not have cared about the traitors and what happened to them, but he did. Now, in your life, you may have an ex or a friend or a boss or someone who has made it clear that they're not a fan of yours. And yet, because of history or because of you wanting to build bridges, mend fences, water under the bridge, you have tried. You've reached out. You've tried to mend the gap. And you shouldn't be. And that just doesn't go for people. That goes for causes and other things that you really shouldn't care about, because they don't give a rat's ass about you. And yet you're there trying to care about them. Like, I no longer care about MAGA or anyone that identifies as a Trump supporter. If they literally died and fell off the planet, I wouldn't lose one bit of sleep. If the rapture really had come on Monday during the eclipse and they had been taken, not only would I not have cared, I would have been joyous to have them gone. Because they hate me. And I'm not Jesus Christ, who said, love others even if they don't love you. That's not me. And so during the eclipse, I had a lot of emotions. Monday was a bad day for me. And I'll just be honest about that. During the eclipse, I welled up with a lot of emotions. A, it was emotional to watch. B, I'm usually out in the middle of a story. And instead, I was here by myself in my room watching TV after going outside and looking at the eclipse with just me and Ember. Nobody was around. And I found out that three of my friends, one friend that I've known for 42 years, we had a falling out 4 years ago when he came to Vegas, and he was insufferable all weekend long, just drunk out of his mind and just treating me and everybody else horribly. And so I finally cornered him and said, you know, you got to stop drinking because you're a really ugly drunk. And that was it. That was it. That was the end of our, at that time, 38-year friendship. Ended right then and there. Because I said, I will be here to help you. I will do whatever you need doing, but you've got to stop drinking. You're an ugly drunk. And we went out. You were embarrassed by me because I was singing in public, which is something I've done forever. You know, I was still me, but suddenly he was different and he was drunk. Well, his husband wouldn't back me up on it, and my other friend who was with us just sat quietly. So I was left out to dry doing a solo intervention, and he never spoke to me again. It's been 4 years now. And that hurts, because if that's the reason that he stopped talking to me, it's a really stupid reason. You know, I was offering help and saying, I will help you, whatever. And he went to visit another friend of mine, Karen. I'll, you know, give her name. And she and I have been friends, well, for we've known each other 38 years. We were friends for 34. Because again, 4 years ago, for some ridiculous reason, I simply told her to get a second opinion from a different doctor. I said, you're doing really well with your diabetes. Maybe you don't need all this medicine. You should go see another doctor, because some doctors just like to give out pills. She thought I was an affront to all medical people, and her ex-husband, who's a doctor, and her son, who's a doctor, she thought I was attacking them and stopped talking to me. And I have tried to mend that bridge, but I called her from the hospital saying, I'm a little afraid. I'm in the hospital. She never called me back. And so there they were, these three people that I've known over 40 years in Dallas, where she lives, watching the eclipse, being in the totality zone. And I should have been there. In any other scenario, I would have been invited, and I would have been with my three oldest friends watching the eclipse. Instead, I was here alone. That hurt me, and it shouldn't, because Karen and this other friend have both made it very clear they don't want anything to do with me anymore. I meant so little to them that they were just able to cast me aside with no explanation, no talk, no understanding, nothing. They just cut themselves off from me. And every time I've tried to build the bridge, every time I've tried to reach out, they've rebuffed. So why do I do it? And why today am I still hurt from seeing them on Monday out at the eclipse? Why do I even care? History. History. 40 plus years. History. And a sense of injustice. Like, you guys should not have done this to me. You should have told me what's going on. We should have built a bridge. After all these years of friendship, I didn't sleep with anybody's husband, kill anybody, you know, nothing. I committed no crime that warrants what either one of them have done. So why do I care? They've shown their true selves to me. Why do I care? I wish I didn't. I wish I could turn it off. I wish I wasn't hurt that I wasn't invited to be in Texas with them, because I would have gone. And you know what? It hurts. And I wish it didn't. How many of you have a similar thing in your life where there is a person, a family member, or something that you just always try to take the high road with, and you probably shouldn't? You probably shouldn't talk to them ever again because they've shown who they were. And so I am going to try from now on. I have to move on. I have to reinvent my life at 61 years old with the friends that I currently have. And I have to be grateful for them and stop pining away over these other friends, Karen and these other two friends. Well, they're married, so the husbands. Because they don't care about me. And when someone doesn't care about you, you should not extend any emotional energy on them. And that goes for the country. You know, as a gay person in America, I have been told to love my country for 61 years, but it never once has loved me back. Even the Biden administration just threw gays under the bus and said, oh no, okay, we'll make it so you don't have to fly rainbow flags at the embassies. We'll appease you, Republicans. Why should I love a country that doesn't love me? Why should trans people or gay people or bi people? Why should women give a rat's ass about America when America continually tells them through pay inequality, through demanding to control their bodies? Why should women care about the country? They shouldn't. And I know that that's very, well, Carell, because you have to, because no, you don't. That's the biggest lie, that you actually have to take the high ground and care about things even if they don't care about you or if they're treating you poorly. America is treating its citizens like shit. If you're not a white, cisgendered Republican, you are being treated like crap. So why should we give a rat's tookus about the other side? I don't. I don't care about the other side. I wish they would drop off the planet. So going forward, I am going to try to forget. I don't know how you forget 42 years of friendship, but they have no problem forgetting it. So I'm going to have to try to be more insensitive. And so are you. You're going to have to stop caring so much about things that don't care for you, about things that don't fill you with joy, about things that don't, you know, make you better. You know, I mean, how many of you are doing things like for a job? If a job does not appreciate you, if a job would just fire you on a moment's notice and not care about you, why are you killing yourself for that job? Just for money? You can make money other places. Find a new job. If a family member has made it clear that you just don't matter to them, why do you keep inviting them to Christmas? Why do you keep inviting them to Thanksgiving? Well, you know how it's going to turn out. Why do you do it? Don't. It's time for me to stop. It's time for you to stop. Like in Arizona, they just were allowed to uphold a law from 1864 to outlaw most abortions. Every woman in Arizona should A, immediately stop paying state taxes. I know you're like, what? But they should, and let it go to court. People who aren't equal, who aren't treated equally, shouldn't have to pay the same way that others who are treated equally do. Start hitting them in the wallet. We'll talk more about this when I come back. But women, you need to get these fuckers out of office. Quickly. with the vote. You know,
hey, Carell here, and I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons at Patreon. Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there. It's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support for the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can.
You know, Arizona better go blue in the next election. I mean, a state that says you can go ahead and enforce a law from 1864. And that just shows where the right is. That's the America they want. They want laws from the 1800s to be enforced today. They don't want 21st century laws. They don't want 21st century anything. All they want is draconian laws that prohibit women from having control of their bodies, that prohibit gays and lesbians and trans and bi people from having rights, that prohibit black people and brown people and yellow people from getting ahead, that prohibit poor people from rising up in the ranks. This country as a whole does not support most of us. And the only way we can get it to is to vote people in that do support us. And I don't know why. I don't know how any state is red. Because, you know, there's differences in policies. And then there's this draconian fascism that is taking over. And how people don't see that, I don't understand it. There should be no red states. Because you can disagree with Democrats on a lot of things. But the notion that you should control a woman's body, the notion that someone's sexual orientation or gendered identity would make them less than you, that's 18th century thinking, 19th century thinking. We're in the 21st century. And yet they're enforcing laws in Arizona from the 19th century. Where's all the outrage online from that? You know, I was in an exchange. Where's my iPad? I was in an exchange online on Threads because I just get triggered now when someone says, okay, boomer. You're okay, boomer. And they're using it like an insult. You know, okay, boomer. And somehow it's an insult to be older these days. I don't know why, but somehow it's an insult. And so there was this exchange. Let me try to get down to it. I had it pulled up, but for some reason. Well, I posted in response to this exchange. I said, hey, all you Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Alpha, millennials, stop acting like boomers had some utopian life of wealth, riches, and excess. You've been watching too many movies. Most of us struggled, worried about student loans, college tuitions, jobs, rent, life. I didn't buy a home until my 40s. I never had a luxury car. Yes, we had to work multiple jobs. You seem to think we lived in this wealthy Disneyland of excess. We didn't. Your struggles are neither new nor harder. Grow the F up. You know? And they didn't like that. They really didn't like that. And the original post was an alleged conversation between a boomer and a millennial. It said, boomer, at your age in 1970, I paid off college and bought a house with hard work. Millennials, at your age in 1970, college was 5% of median salary. Now it's 44%. A median home was $24,000. Now it's $417,000. The top marginal tax rate was 70%. Now it's 37%. You worked hard, and then you closed the door behind you. Like boomers somehow said, okay, we've had the great life. Now let's close the doors and not let Gen X and millennials and all of them have a good life. And I posted something that said, you know what? We didn't close shit. You know, we have the same struggles you do. We are living in the same economy that you are in. And you know who did it? Out of control politicians and corporations that you support. So why don't you put down your $1,000 phone, stop eating your Whole Foods or Sprouts or whatever it is you're munching on, and why don't you look up for a minute, grow a pair, get a life, and do something about it, instead of just being mad at older people because you think they had it somewhat easier, or you think because the economy was different back then that now you don't stand a chance of having what they had. It's so much bullshit. And they're all, you all voted in the people who did this. Really? Because you've been 18 for a while now, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, millennials. And you voted in Donald Trump. You know? And someone said, well, no, he lost the popular vote. I said, there were millions of young people that could have voted and didn't. And that's the same as voting for Trump. If you're over 18 and you don't vote, which many don't, then you know what? You're voting for the bad people by not voting. And so these people seem to think that okay boomer is like some sort of insult, and they want to insult boomers because they feel that boomers had it easy. Okay, how many of you born between the years of 1942 and 1964, how many of you had it, quote, easy growing up? How many of you just had a life of luxury and didn't have to worry about it? You know, one job could do everything for you. Because that's a myth too. I keep hearing how one salary could support the family and go on vacations and have, you know what? Both my parents worked and we were dead ass poor my whole life. So this whole, you know, one income used to be able to pay for college and pay who? Some guy working for IBM? Whose income was that? Wasn't my parents' story. Probably wasn't your parents' story either. So I don't know what these young people are so freaking mad at boomers for, but they need to get a grip. Because all they do is sit and bitch, and they think they've got it rough. These kids, you heard the post. He is sitting there on a $1,000 phone or computer. Probably not starving, thinking that his life is just so hard. You know what? Living in Gaza right now is hard. Living in Libya, Syria, that's hard. Being poor in America, where you got to dig through trash or go hungry, that's hard. Being on social media and bitching about your college tuition or bitching about the fact that you've got to work harder to buy your Tesla, that ain't hard. I don't mean to sound old, but these bitches today have no idea what hard really is, and they seem to think we boomers don't have any idea because guess what? I'm really a Gen Xer, but I'm on the cusp. They think we don't have a clue because we just had it so easy. You know, college, I didn't pay off my student loans until in my 30s. And I'm a boomer, allegedly. They act like, oh, because it was only this percent of your income, that we could all just afford to just go to college and pay for it. Most boomers didn't pay off their student debt until they were well in their 30s or 40s. Good Lord, these kids. You know, and they think they've got it so hard as they shop at Whole Foods. All right, so Russell Simmons' daughter, he's a famous rap person, is 21 years old. She's dating a 65-year-old man. And it has the internet and USA Today. Oh, something's happening. It has a lot of people talking. And I started to think about that because I was in a relationship in my 40s with someone in their 20s. And I started to think about, you know, what is an acceptable age difference? And I know a lot of you are going to say the whole half your age plus seven. So for me, that would be 37 years old or above. But the more I think about it, and I mean this, it is not any, as long as the person's over, you know, 18 or 21, I don't care if the person they're in love with is 100. That should be between two people. And while it's awkward socially, it's very awkward if you're 70 and you're going out with a 30-year-old, it certainly isn't unheard of, and who are we to judge these people? Now, I know it's hard for the parents. If your 21-year-old daughter brings home someone as old or older than you are as a boyfriend or girlfriend, that's got to be awkward. But should we frown on it? You know, love is so hard to find. Companionship is so hard to find. Maybe it's not even love. Someone that you can have fun with, laugh with, watch an eclipse with, is so hard to find. Like, I'm 61. What if I found a 25-year-old gay guy that wanted to be my boyfriend? Should I say no? Well, no, you're younger than my niece and nephew. We frown upon it. And yet, why? Why? If they're both of age and no one's being coerced or forced, you know, this used to happen all the time in medieval times. 50-year-old guys would marry, you know, 20-year-old girls or 15-year-old girls. So what's down below in the comments, tell me what you think is too much of an age difference. Are you all for the half your age plus seven? So for me, that would be 37. Are you, you know, and that's fine. If I would feel awkward dating someone in their 30s, but I guess I would. If they loved me, if they wanted to go out with me, I'd let them decide. I mean, if I was 37, I wouldn't want some old broken thing, but, you know, maybe they, you know, different taste. So down below, tell me in the comments, what do you think is too big of an age gap? 5 years, 10 years? Or do you think that there's no formula? Stephen Fry, he's older, a gay actor. He married someone in their 20s. And I know you think, well, they're just after the money or they're just, whatever. Who cares? If they're both getting what they want out of the relationship, who are we to say? Because you know we like to talk. You know, honey, 21 goes into 65 a lot more than 65 goes into 21. So I could get it. I could get jiggy with dating a 23-year-old. Oh, hell yes. They'd wear me out. But what about you? What do you think? Should Russell Simmons step in and tell his 21-year-old daughter you are not dating that 65-year-old millionaire restaurateur? She's having a time of her life. She's out on private yachts and she's flying around the world and she's having a ball. And if they got married, by the time she's 40, he'd be dead and she'd be rich and she could go find someone else. So who are we to say? So down below, what age difference do you think is too much? Do you go with the half your age plus seven? Or do you think it's no one's business? And if the people are both over 18, well, 18's a little much. If they're both over 21, if everyone's over 21, then, so where do you stand on that? Leave your comments down below or email me. I'd love to hear where you stand. What age difference do you think? You know, it's a little embarrassing sometimes, you know, it is. I remember Devin, because he was 20 and I was, when I started, you know, quote, seeing him, unquote, And I remember throwing his 21st birthday party, and that was kind of a bit, I felt a little romper roomish. But I was only in my 40s. I was only like 42, 43. It wasn't like I was, you know, 90 and he was 20, but it was still a little awkward. And people would think he's my son. When we were in Ireland, they were like, oh, is this your son? No, we're fucking. And their face would just, you know, drain of all the blood. But so what age difference do you think is too much? I'd love to hear it down below. Because yeah, that, you know, that maybe it's because I'm aging now that I think, yeah, who cares? You know, if everyone's having fun, who cares? Society cares. That's being written about in USA Today. Whoever this is, they just keep trying to reach me, and I'm sorry for that. But you know, I have a half hour on Wednesday morning to record a show. And I've gotten two phone calls. I don't get two phone calls all freaking day. My phone doesn't ring. Text messages, sure. But I don't get two actual phone calls in a day. And I've just gotten two in the last 10 minutes on a Wednesday morning. Isn't it always the way? When you can't move, let's say you're stepping on a landmine and you can't move, you'll have to poop. Even though you don't have to poop, you'll have to poop. When you can't touch your nose, you'll need to touch your nose. And when you need the phone to not ring, it'll ring. All right. I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so I'm not going to hurt anybody. What age is too much? And why do you love people who you shouldn't? Let's talk about all of this down below in the comments. We'll see you on Friday. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your Wednesday today. All right.
It's broadcasting from a completely different point of view. yours. Listen daily to the Carellcast on your favorite streaming service.